Are you a psychic, sensitive, or seeker who wants to learn more? Welcome to the Mystic School with Sarah Wiseman, where we dive deep into all things mystic and metaphysical. Here's Sarah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mystic School. I'm Sarah Wiseman, and today we're going to be talking about all things mystic and metaphysical. I want to remind you that today, as is every show, we are Free Readings Tuesday, which means you can call into 888-298-5569, 888-298-5569. If you'd like to get a free reading or just talk about whatever you've been experiencing, in the spiritual realms, in the psychic realms, I just really love to hear what's going on for you. Again, that's 888-298-5569. Today's show is called The Mystic Waits. The mystic knows patience brings all things. And I think St. Teresa originally said that. The patience brings all things. What is awaited will arrive in divine timing, or something better will come. So we're going to talk about this idea of what happens when things are not activated, things are not moving quickly. We're in this time of waiting. I also wanted to remind you guys, for those who are interested, we are signing up now for fall training, which is study directly with me. You learn the core essentials of spiritual intuition. It's a wonderful, fabulous 8-week program. And if you're interested, go to sarahwiseman.com and you can learn all about it. That program leads, you know, Intuition University, the Mystic School, has a very complete offering of courses and trainings. And a lot of it I teach directly. And then there's also a lot of self-study stuff. So it's very, very affordable. So go ahead and look at that at sarahwiseman.com and think about it. So the mystic waits. I think all of us have had times in our lives when we've been waiting for something to happen, when we're kind of between parts or between action steps. So we might be waiting to hear, you know, about a job offer, or we might be waiting for the soulmate to come in, or we might be waiting for some test results. These could be medical or academic, or we might be waiting for someone to arrive from a journey, or we might be waiting to go on a journey, or we might be waiting for a house to sell. We might be waiting to get our apartment lease approved. We might be waiting as simple, you know, we might be waiting in a doctor's office. We might just be waiting in a line. We might be waiting in traffic. So all of these times are periods when we think nothing's going on, but I'd like to suggest that that's actually not the case. Time is this, you know, continuum. It extends. We have time as we think about time in this lifetime, and then we have time in the past lives, and we have time in future lives. So this is all linear time going from past to future, not just this lifetime. And then we also have these dimensionalities where other things are taking place in space. We think we can only be right here, right now, but actually, as multidimensional beings, we're in lots of places all the time. And even matter, like we think matter is solid, but you've all done this experiment where you consider your water bottle as made up of, you know, the tiniest particulate. And then you think of yourself as made up as the tiniest particulate beneath the cellular level. And then you think of the air as being made up of all this. And then you pretty soon realize that we're just these collections of energy particulate roaming around, loosely jangled together into, you know, I'm a human body and the air around me is this and the water bottle is this. And we're really blending and merging and part of everything all the time. So this idea of waiting, like waiting for something to happen, is really kind of incorrect. And I would say that I've had some of the best experiences while waiting for something to happen, in quotes, than actually when the thing happened itself. Sometimes we wait because, and a lot of you guys have this experience, we have the premonition or the precognition or the psychic visioning, or we have the dream, or we have the knowing or the sense that something is going to happen. Something's going to happen. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I know that something's happening. I know that change is coming. And so I'm showing up and waiting for that change to happen. And so how do I fill my time in the meantime? So if we're clever and smart and paying attention, we start to move with the precognition or the dream or the knowing or the feeling. We start to move in the direction of that as we are waiting. And it could be as simple as just turning our attention to the possibility that we're feeling is forming. I know during the time before I met my current husband, some of you guys know him, Dr. Steve. So I knew this person was coming, and I've written about this. I knew this person was coming because I would have meditations and I would see this face in my meditation. I'm like, who is that? That's not a guide. And I found myself going to these places over and over again. I found myself going to this particular gym where I used to live. I would go there. And then I also found myself going to this coffee shop. And I would go to the gym and I would kind of like look around like, why, you know, I'm here to work out, but there's something here. There's something else here. And then I would go to this coffee shop. And every time I would go, like on a Sunday, and work on my writing. And every time someone came in, I was like, huh, somebody's coming in that I'm supposed to meet here. Like I couldn't quite figure it out, but I knew I needed to be in that spot in case something happened, because I could tell that there was resonance in the field. I could tell that the field was activated for something to happen, and I wanted to assist the universe as much as possible, so that when that flow state, when the waiting ended and the flow state started, I'd be there, I'd be in position. So I'd go to this coffee shop, and then I'd also go to this particular park. Now, I didn't end up meeting my current husband in any of those places initially. However, very soon when I did meet him, I was in a writer's group, and the writer's group met at that coffee shop every week. And I found out later that this person always went to that gym. We were both gym members at the same gym, and that person always was at this park. So those three places that I was orbiting around, because I had the feeling, I had the knowing, I had that sense of there is resonance here. Something is happening. Something is activated. And so there I was at the gym, at the coffee shop, at this park, and this other person had also been circling in these same spots for years, actually, just never crossed paths. So as you're working on this idea of waiting for something, and it seems to never, it's just taking forever, taking a long time. I invite you to consider this idea that waiting and happening, or calm or flow, or we talk about the wave, like the building of the wave and the receding of the wave, the building of the wave, the receding of the wave. These aren't separate events. Like, waiting is not worse than when things are all happening. Waiting is not worse than when things are all happening. Often waiting is this restful breath, or this pause, or this much needed retreat that we need from the constant onslaught of doing, 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 distraction, 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 drama, 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 that tends to be, you know, a lot of our day-to-day lives. So when a waiting period comes, really accept it as a gift, like something else is necessary to happen at this time. And also consider that waiting and doing, or rest and flow, again, they're not different. They are just part of this continuum. And it is normal to be sometimes really busy and then sometimes have nothing happening. Sometimes really busy, everything's happening all at once, and sometimes nothing's happening. What I like to do when I'm in a waiting period, I can foresee, I know that something is happening that's just around the corner. I really like to spend a lot of time paring things down and looking around my environment and seeing what got accumulated. And this could be stuff, this could be relationships, this could be habits, this could be habits of mind or ways of thinking. And I really like to spend waiting time as kind of a mini retreat, mini spiritual retreat, and begin to just pare down the extra. So I'm often taking, well, I'm kind of out of physical items, but for many years I took physical items. I would just take physical items to charity if I didn't need things, or I would end particular habits. I would take a media break. I would take a sugar break, you know, just again, starting to pare down in order to have this clarity. And I also learned very much so that patience is really not as hard as you might think. Patience is not that hard. When we accept we're going to be waiting, we're going to be hanging out for a while, there's not going to be a lot to do, this is where we start to move into almost a trance state of noticing everything, noticing every little thing. And so doing this practice, especially if you're in a terrible place where you have to wait, say you're in a bunch of traffic. If you're in a bunch of traffic, what a beautiful time to listen to some amazing music or talk out loud to yourself and figure out a problem that you've been having. Or if you're in a doctor's office waiting and everybody's just like, the pit of human suffering is just so awful. That's a beautiful time to just go into meditation or just take a little breather, absent yourself from the situation around you, and just enjoy the space in the day to reconnect with the divine. We're going to go take a quick break, and I do invite you to call in for free readings Tuesday. We still have time for a reading today, 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. You're listening to me, Sarah Wiseman, The Mystic School, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Have you always always wanted to be psychic? Do you long to expand your gifts for personal or professional growth? Would you like to study directly with Sarah? Sign up now for the Mystic School, Sarah's certification program in spiritual intuition, where you'll learn with a supportive group of kindred souls just like you. Classes start every semester. Learn how you can become a student of the Mystic School at sarahwiseman.com.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Mystic School. I'm Sarah Wiseman, and reminding you to go, if you're interested in studying with me this fall, go to sarahwiseman.com and you can learn about the training that we have and also the many, many self-study courses that we have that are all very low cost. So we've been talking about this idea of the mystic weights. Patience brings all things. This idea of our timing and divine timing. I want to read this little piece from Messages from the Divine. This idea of not being too much concerned about your plan versus the divine plan. Let's see, let's go to the phones. We have Annie calling from Kirkland. Annie, welcome to the program. What can I help you out with today? What's going on for you?
Well, I just love your voice. I wanted a general, just sort of a general reading in terms of what might be looking like next chapter.
Yeah, give me, it's too broad, so I want you to sort of give me the question that has been kind of pressing on your mind or in your heart that you're most thinking about. Give me a little bit more than just general reading. I want you to participate too. So tell me more.
Oh, sure. So I'm incredibly creative, and I somehow want to be able to take my ability to write, my ability to create beautiful things, and somehow, you know, manifest it into something that's a little less conventional, but meaningful and from the heart, but enable me also to think about how that might play out and also sort of making a living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always, it's so funny because creativity and creating creative things is one side of the equation, and then manifesting monetary success from that can be a whole different story. So it's kind of like you have a ton of stuff in your mind, and like you have many, many ways you could go, and it can get a little confusing for you because there's so many aspects you could choose. So in order to get clear on that, and there's no wrong place for you to start. Like you could start with anything, and then you could do something else later, and then you could do something else later. Some people are really meant to be straight track one thing forever, but you're going to do many, many things. In fact, you've already done lots of different things. What I would do is ask for help from the universe to help you sort through what's the thing that's calling to be worked on now. And the way I do this is, I'd work in meditation, or if you like to move around while you're meditating, I'd go for some walks and just say, universe, by the end of this walk or by the end of this meditation, I want you to drop into me the one thing to start with. Like, you're going to do many things, but the one thing to start with, and also say, universe, and I want the one thing to start with to have some level of monetary success. Like it's a starting point. And so all you're looking for is the starting point. And don't be afraid, especially for you, Annie. It feels like what you start with might be not what you thought. do this walk, maybe like do it for 7 days and just go out there and get that answer. And then also notice the synchronicities are going to be coming in like crazy, showing you, giving you feedback or giving you confirmation that you're on the right track. So give yourself a week, like, universe, I got a week. I need the answer. and just like, just keep asking for it. And then by the end of that week, put it together and you should know for sure. You should know, even if it leaves out, well, what about this? What about this? Yeah, those will come later. That's fine. You're just looking for your starting point.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, it's hard. It's hard when you have so much. There's so many options for you.
Yeah.
So it's hard to pick one. So you're going to let the universe pick it for you as opposed to you picking it. And this is why I say it might be different than you think. It might be different than you thought of. So
Thank you. Thank you. I love that.
What do you think your starting point is, curiously?
I don't know. And it's because there's so much. There's so much.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know. Okay. So it'll be as much of a surprise for me. And that's why I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know. I woke up in the morning and the other day, and I had this, like, screaming in my head, a person's name, like David. And I was like, I don't know what this is all about. It was the weirdest thing. And I was like, maybe there's a David somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, I actually think, I don't think that's related to this. I think that you may have just been picking up on a person's energy. I don't actually think that's that important, actually. I think you may have, when you're so open, a lot of people's stuff come in and it may or may not be all that important to your life as to this particular path. So 7 days, seven meditations, and you're directly, you have to say out loud and ask the universe, I need my starting point. Please make it monetary. and then just see what happens. And that will get you guided. And then, of course, Annie, the thing is, you got to start. Like, once you get this one thing, you got to push everything else aside and build it. Otherwise, what's the point of having the information?
Okay.
Yeah.
This is okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling into the show. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Really enjoy it. Okay. Thanks again.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye. Yeah. A lot of times when people have lots of gifts, lots of options, you get really paralyzed. Gotta just start. Just kind of doesn't even matter what you start with at some level. If you want to do this monetization, you gotta pick something that the universe is going to show you will work. But then you have to do it. You can't just have the idea and get the guidance and then just sit there going, oh, well, I think I'm supposed to do this. There's a time for waiting. There's a time for acting. And you have to have both together. I did want to mention to you guys, I have a new thing on the website. It's a free mini course. It's called The Magic of Blind Readings. I just put it up there. And it's really fun. It's a couple videos that'll take you through the process of doing a couple blind readings. And you can go to sarahwiseman.com and sign up for that. I think it's a really useful way to, blind reading is when you get the answer before you know the question, so your mind cannot interfere. And I think it's a really useful skill to be able to learn so that your ego doesn't get in the way of the answer. Sometimes we're receiving information, but the ego has other ideas and makes us confused. So it's a way to help you start to be a clear listener. Just reading quickly from messages from the divine. When you put down your goals and your to-do list and your schedules and your plans and simply concentrate instead on having the fullest, richest experience in every moment at the time that that is happening, this is what happens when you let the universe lead. Not living in the past, not living for the future, living right now, fully, richly, exactly as you are in this moment, with exactly what you experience in this moment. Your only requirement as soul in human form is to concentrate on, pay attention to, and exist fully in the now. And here's the key about this whole idea of the mystic weights. As you begin to learn how to be in the now, you are automatically and intrinsically placed at the very center of flow, the marvelous river of energy that carries you to your next experience, and your next, and your next, each experience broadening and opening and expanding yourself as a being into the greatest understanding and experience of light. I'm Sarah Wiseman. You'll find me at sarahwiseman.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Want more of the Mystic School with Sarah Wiseman? Tune in for uplifting talk on psychic opening, spiritual awakening, and all things mystic and metaphysical. Want to connect with Sarah? Visit sarahwiseman.com. Are you ready to expand your psychic gifts? Did you know that Sarah Wiseman offers dozens of low-cost courses in psychic development, soul growth, guides and angels, mediumship, channeling, karmic healing, past lives, and more? These premium online courses are self-study, so you can work on your own schedule. Sign up for Sarah's courses now at sarahwiseman.com.